Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. This is a show that has been dedicated for all these years to empowering you with truthful information so you can make informed decisions. And, you know, I do my best to research the most information. People have great wisdom, resources, solutions to share that just help us to expand our horizons of all the possibilities that are in the world, possibilities to help us on our personal healing journey, our personal transformational journey, just expanding a knowledge of what possibilities exist out there in our world, which I find really fascinating. The conversations I've had have helped to transform my life, and I trust as you listen every week, they will help you transform your life as well. So today I have a wonderful guest. We're talking about the healing power of genuine SCXT, and my guest is Brian Paulus. If you haven't heard of SCXT before, we'll definitely want to listen and tune in and pay close attention. And I want to say that I have been aware of SCXT for a long time. I have never actually taken it. I've never explored it. But as you may know, if you've been listening for a while, I have every reason to explore it now because I have been diagnosed with a very serious brain tumor that I am doing my best to heal and put into remission. No, I'm not doing my best. I am doing it and I'm doing well. And many things have come to my attention. And I'm very grateful to all the friends and colleagues who have sent me incredible information, resources that I wasn't really aware of to help me on this healing journey. And one good friend, Kathy Painter, sent me information about genuine SCXT, so it kind of reestablished my memory of this amazing healing tea. And today we have Brian Paulus, who has dedicated his life to educating and making this amazing healing modality available to all of us. So a little bit about Brian before I bring him on. Brian Paulus has been owner of Genuine SCX since 2004 and has worked with SCXT since 1986. Brian was given the SCXT formula by Dr. Charles Bruch, who worked alongside Renee Passe, and Dr. Bruch and Renee performed the most extensive research ever conducted on SCXT from the years 1959 through 1967. Brian continues to support and fund ongoing research on SCXT today and continues on their mission of providing affordable SCXT to the world. And this is the SCXT, the genuine SCXT that Brian has, is the product that I've been using for the last 2 months on a daily basis, part of my healing regimen. And I'm so glad you're here listening in because you're going to be absolutely amazed at this healing tea that has been passed on to us for the benefit of humanity. So, Brian, first of all, it's such a delight to have you on the show and to have this personal conversation with you. I've been listening to some of your presentations, and I have to say I'm just so inspired by the dedication you have in this work of helping humanity on their healing journey.
Oh, thank you. Much appreciated. Good to be here. I'm really appreciative that you're reaching out to us. This is how we get the word out to people. So I appreciate it as well as you do. Believe me, this is how it works.
And it's such a great story, aside from being such a powerful healing formula. It's such a great story how it was brought into the world. And, of course, your part in it. So let's start with your journey. Where did you begin your life? What were you doing before SCX came into your life? And how has your life changed as a result?
that's a question that I keep looking at day to day over the years and go, wow, how did this happen? It all started back in 1986. My mother's boyfriend was a fisherman, and he'd go to the fish market and drop off the fish every week or so. And so when his mother passed away in 1986, she was like my step-grandmother. He went over to the fish market afterwards, and they had mentioned that they had heard that his mother passed away. And that brought up the discussion of the fact that she died from pancreatic cancer and that they had something at the fish market called SEACT. Now, as strange as that sounds to have something like this herbal mixture that deals primarily with cancer, and to have that at this fish market makes no sense until you realize that their other fish market was a little south, about half an hour south, and that was right next to the research center that Dr. Bruch and Reen Case worked on this herbal mixture for 8 years doing research. So they'd come into the fish market to buy fish. They befriended these people. So that's when we found out about it from the people at the fish market. They had struck up the conversation. We casually told some people about the fish market and to go over and get this stuff called SEACT. Didn't really consider that as a significant thing until about 7 or 8 months later when we ran into these people and they both told us that they were cancer-free now. That, of course, was an astonishing thing for us to hear because, you know, it seems almost surreal to have that impact. So we started telling more and more people to go over to this fish market, as did they. And so this whole network of people in the area started going there to get this stuff. And really what happened next was it became unmanageable for the people at the fish market to then distribute this and to really deal with their fish business. So they asked our family if we could help out, maybe just do this out of the house. And we did that for a while, but people were coming day and night, and it became very unmanageable. So that became a cancer support group that we did at my mother's restaurant that really became kind of a local place to go to. And one of the TV stations nearby us found out about this and the results, and they decided to have on that TV show, it was a talk show that had the panel, had my mother and a bunch of people from the cancer support group, and the people in the audience were also from the group. And they just asked basic questions. What did you have? What was your illness? Were you dealing with cancer? They'd say yes. Did you take other treatments? They'd be like, no, we didn't do anything else, or we had exhausted other treatments, and we ended up taking SEAC. And the end results were shared, these people that went into remission. And so we were very naive because we were so naive we didn't see that the TV show would create a demand that it did, and we weren't distributors. We just went, oh, my goodness, what are we going to do with all these people that want it? So we had to meet with the doctor that did the research, and really in a panic, we had to go get machines and scales, and I was young enough and strong enough to lift a lot of the heavy bags of herbs, so I assisted the doctor for what I thought would be a few months of work, and here I am today. It's 38 years later, and I never expected this life, but that's how it happened.
Wow, with great stories and testimonies of people you've helped. So let's go into the history of SEACT, because that's pretty amazing, I would say quite profound as well.
Yeah, the history of SEACT is very interesting. There was a nurse in 1922 that was doing her rounds at the hospital, and she noticed a little lesion on a woman's breast, a little residual scarring from a breast cancer tumor that had exited through the skin. She asked her, she's like, what is that? She said she had been treated with an herbal formula by an Ojibwe Indian medicine man years earlier. And so she shared that formula with the nurse. The nurse then took the formula, put it in a drawer, and just didn't have any reason to use it for two years. After 2 years, her aunt developed cancer, and she decided to use the formula on her aunt. And it worked. She was shocked. It actually worked. And she said, oh, my goodness, the potential of this. What can we do now? So she started a clinic, and it was in Canada for years. That was really so popular that the people in Canada petitioned the government to have this as a means of treatment in Canada. And it failed by 3 votes. So that left this nurse with nowhere to go. This nurse, her name was Reen Case. And her last name, Caisse, she flipped it in reverse and calls this SEAC, which is Essiac. So that's how it came to be. Now, Reen Case had nowhere to go after it was voted down. And so what happened next was she was invited down by the presidential physician. John Kennedy's personal physician lived right near us. He's the man that taught me how to make this. And he ran a research center in Cambridge, Massachusetts. So he had a huge interest in medicinal herbs. He had invited down Reen Case to his research center to do research on this, what was originally a four-herb formula. What they did is immediately found out what each herb did individually, they found out what the collective of four herbs did and how well that worked. And they used that as a baseline to continue the research. Obviously, they wanted to improve the formula. And what they did after that, designating how well the four-herb formula worked, they started taking that core four-herb formula and mixing it with various herbs to see if that would increase the effectiveness. And whenever they found an herb that was really effective, they would take that herb and combine it with another herb that showed promise and really improved things. They'd tweak it. 8 years of research and a team of 18 physicians basically honed this formula to what we have now, which has eight herbs. It was the original four herbs plus four additional herbs that make it much more consistent. So the eight-herb formula is what was the advanced formula of this. This is what we have here. And as I mentioned, that doctor that I mentioned that was, the presidential physician, he's the guy that taught me how to make this. He was the most incredible man. Incredible. This guy made sure that everyone got this, didn't prioritize money. Our website is one in which we take care of everyone. And that's prices are a suggestion, not a mandate. We do this because people are suffering. They need this and they need it no matter what. So the access is the thing he kind of put out in the beginning, that there's no denial. So we've done that ever since. And what he was right about is, getting this out the door is where it gets to really prove what it actually does. And that's where the growth of this takes place, because if it didn't, I wouldn't be working for 38 years if it didn't do what we say it does. It is still doing this, and it's consistent. So that's just really where, if anyone has any issue with any aspect of getting this, we get it to them no matter what, because they need this.
Yeah, that was the most amazing thing in learning about your company and how you are serving other people is providing it no matter what, money back guarantee, if you commit to following the protocol over 6 months. If you don't, well, maybe you can talk more about what you offer people.
Well, that's really the byproduct of having been on the other side of the equation. I had an identical twin brother. We were as close as two people could ever be, and he passed away a little over 10 years ago. The reason we have the guarantee is because we did everything to try to save his life when he got Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. And unfortunately, SEAC doesn't treat that. So we went to every alternative means we could do, because there's no conventional treatment. So you're left to really be in a needy position and try to save a life. And that's what we did. We spent $30,000 trying to save his life. And we just took every single con man took advantage of us. They just kept promising the world, and it was just a hopeless aspect of watching this fail. And really the stress that it put on everything was so bad at the time. My brother just blurted out one day, because it strained his marriage and he's about to pass away. He's like, no one should have that type of situation where they're being preyed upon because they're needy and they're that sick. So we put that guarantee out there because, we should be able to be consistent with what we say. There should be some accountability somewhere. We should be vulnerable to losing our shirts if we're lying. So 20 years ago we did that. People sometimes assume there's some catch or some loophole. I can assure you if that were the case, someone else on the planet would be doing it. There's no loophole. It's actually what we... And unfortunately, at times it does fail. It's a really high consistency, but like anything else, there is a failure rate. We honor everyone that doesn't see improvement with a complete refund. And the reason we do that is we shouldn't make money off people that don't see success. They should be able to do something else with that money. So we've done that. It's a way of also reflecting what we're actually seeing for results. It's what we say it is. So we should be aligned with what we're saying.
And it's... what can I say? It's so profound to have a company based on such ethics that you really are there truly to serve and believe totally in what you're offering people, so that it's legitimate. And that's why your website is Genuine SEHT, because you want the SEHT that's been updated by Dr. Grush that has the four additional herbs, and that's known as Genuine SEHT. So you want that product. Be sure if anyone's going to get it, you want anyone to get it from the website. So let's talk about some of the ways that SEHT, and it's a very simple tea to make. You literally steep it, you brew it in some hot water, steep it, and let it sit there for 12 hours and then keep it in the fridge and ready to go. But what are some of the mechanisms of this tea that was based on the research that Dr. Breisch had that showed it to be so effective in healing with not just cancer but other health issues as well? So
well, it's funny. There are a few people that have been involved in my education, and it's been kind of sandwiched between two generations. Dr. Breisch. And we now have a guy that's doing it in South America. It's the biggest lab in South America. He and his partner, she does the work. He's kind of setting it up. But two generations. The initial one was back in the 1960s. It was Dr. Breisch. And what they found out, the mechanisms and how this worked and how it was explained to me were essentially this is a blood cleanse. You clean the blood. And the blood is it's the life force of the body. It's where your immune response resides, in a compromised bloodstream is a bloodstream that just is much less efficient and effective at dealing with disease. So essentially what he explained to me was that you're eating stuff that your ancestors never imagined. And so when it gets to the digestive system and in the intestines in particular, the intestines don't have a clue what to do with it. They just basically say, what do we do with this? They leave that chemical or that toxin where it is because they don't know how to process it. And that takes the little perforations of the intestinal wall, and it creates a little plug, a little backed up, place that can't process. And so what happens next, you get more of that. And essentially more and more of these little perforations are getting filled in. So things are starting to now not be able to go through the perforations, be processed into waste and nourishment and everything else. Every time the filter is clogged a little more, everything that tries to go through that clogged area, that also backs up and spills over to the next area. And then it kind of cascades and spreads as the more blockage takes place. So what you have right now is, you have a cascading toxin build up that basically when it's on the intestinal walls goes into the bloodstream. It builds up there, it leaches into the bloodstream, it contaminates the blood. And can you hold for just 3 seconds, please? I apologize. Mm-hmm. My drink went down the wrong way. I'm sitting here struggling with that. So as I was saying, the bloodstream is really taking everything on the intestinal walls and absorbing it. And when you have something that is essentially, toxic, it's like a buildup of just sludge type of environment. It just goes into the bloodstream constantly. And when it gets in there, it goes through the bloodstream, and wherever it collects, usually it's near a gland or an organ, whenever it collects somewhere, that's where you have the greater potential for disease. And so you'll find that if you find a lot of toxins in an area, disease takes place, inflammation takes place. You'll have a tumor, for example, that says, okay, here's a toxin. And this is amazing what Dr. Breisch told me. He said, this toxin is identified by the body, and the body's defense is to grow a tumor around it. And I went, wow, it's a defense against toxins. He's like, yes, what you'll find is it actually does like almost like a citizen's arrest. It grabs it, holds it, sends out a chemical signaling. Your white blood cells in the bloodstream, they get this chemical signaling. They go, oh, it's over there. They get it. It's a call to arms that tells it where to go and what to enter into. So then, then your white blood cells enter into the tumor. They break it up, and naturally you pass it. Well, the problem that's happening now is you'll get a little particle in the bloodstream. You'll develop a tumor. At that moment, you would think that the white blood cells could get the chemical signal that's being released from the tumor, and then they can just go in. But before that chemical signaling is released from the tumor, it gets basically encased in this like soot, this toxic soot, and it encases it pretty quickly. And eventually when it encases the tumor and that toxic buildup, you can't signal out anymore. It's essentially containing the chemicals. And so there's no signaling that gets out. And now the white blood cells can be right next to a tumor, and they don't have the call to arms to get in because they don't get the chemical signaling. So what's going on with ASIAC? Well, you have that buildup and everything that claims to take the toxins off the digestive wall, you'll find the big differences. You get the bulk of the toxins, the big amount. You go to the bathroom the first few days. If you take a lot of different things, you go to the bathroom a lot, you think you've completed the process. I can assure you that's not what happens. It's very similar to the way that when you cook eggs, you can get the eggs out of the frying pan pretty quick with a spatula, but the last layer is really stuck on, and that takes a lot of work and time to get rid of it. That's what happens with your intestines. It's that last, the stuck-on layer that's at the very end of the process of cleansing. It's resistant. It takes several months to complete cleaning that out. Esiac, because you're taking the dietary fiber three times a day through your body, each time it cleans it out directly. Inevitably, what happens is you clean off the digestive waste from the toxins off the intestinal walls. No longer are you having the leaching of the toxins into the bloodstream. Over time, the blood, makes more fresh blood, so to speak. There's no toxins in there. Essentially, over time, you have a pristine environment. If you clean off the intestinal walls, it cleans out the bloodstream. Your immune system is now cleaned up. And what happens in that clean environment, the outer layer around the tumor gets washed away over time. Essentially, it erodes, because it's not having a contributing buildup. It's actually cleaning off over time. And at that moment, everything's good to go as it normally is. The chemical signaling is out. The direct access is going, the white blood cells are getting that direct access to the chemicals. They're going directly to it. There's no toxins on the outside of the tumor, which interfere with them entering it. And the nutrients are being absorbed at a much higher rate, so now you have a stronger constitution to go after disease. So that's basically it. You clean the bloodstream out. You do a lot of stuff goes right. The ability to preserve life exists in a clean bloodstream.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. It's a buildup of toxins that are compromising the body in so many levels. So the combination of the eight herbs are focusing on blood purification. Is that their power, their superpower, so to speak, or the synergy of all those herbs to enhance blood purification?
That's, I touched on the most critical aspect, but there's so many other things. I mean, there are things that are going on that are, each independent herb does different stuff. For example, parasite cleanse is really I think it's the Turkish rhubarb that has a great deal of ability to kill parasites. We also have a slippery elm, which, as its name would suggest, is kind of slimy. Essentially, what that does is it's used in like cough lozenges and stuff like that because it's a slimy, smooth, soothing digestive cleanse and healing. So these are things that there are other things that have anti-nausea properties, like the kelp. There are different things that have been found to be anti-tumor, anti-cancer. These are all things that have been researched over the years. That TV show that I had mentioned back in 1992 took it upon themselves to actually get in touch with the FDA. And they gave the list of herbs, and the FDA officially responded saying, this one has anti-tumor, this one has anti-cancer properties. And then the next question was, well, what about Esiac tea? Does that have the ability to heal? And what their official response at the TV show was, we don't think it has the ability to heal. Even though the individual herbs did, the collective didn't. And the audience kind of went, oh, my goodness, because they just contradicted themselves with their official, correspondence.
So obviously, if you are detoxifying, clearing parasites, and doing all the many actions of all those eight herbs, it's going to support healing of many health conditions as well. So what has been your experience with people who are dealing with other health issues?
Sorry, I didn't hear you quite that well. Can you repeat that?
Oh, okay. Let me repeat it. I'm just saying we're talking about cancer, people who have cancer gotten great results, but what about people dealing with other chronic health conditions? What has been their experience using SDX? If it's doing so many benefits to the body.
Well, here's the thing. This is when you get the clean blood, the other things that fall into place are essentially the organs, when they have clean blood going through them, no longer have contaminants running through them. So they function better. So in the case of, diabetes, the pancreas will eventually function better, and people are consistently seeing their blood sugar come down as a result. That's why diabetes is one of the things we mentioned. You'll find that there's less toxins in the joints, less inflammation. Arthritis is a great benefit for arthritis because you take the toxins out, the inflammation goes away. We just did a study. We had a study with our SEAC-T that was done in Argentina and in Santiago, Chile. They had October 23rd of 2022. They released the results. It had to do with radiation. People that were exposed to low-dose radiation, X-ray technicians, they monitored their blood for a year. They took SEAC-T for 6 months, and then they monitored the blood after that. And every one of these people had lower cholesterol, every one in the study, and everyone in the study had between a 33 to 50% reduction in their damage to their DNA.
Mm-hmm.
We were pleasantly surprised by that consistency. Another thing that helps with is if you're dealing with high blood pressure. These are the main things. There are other things, but that's primarily what it's used for, all those particulars.
Yeah, well, wow, fantastic. You know, the understanding that we can go back to nature and we can incorporate these herbs that have a long history of healing and benefit to us, putting them together, and then the research that's been done that has demonstrated the efficacy is, you know, that's where we, as far as I'm concerned, that's where we need to be going, to know that nature can provide us with the keys for our healing and rejuvenation of our bodies safely. So are there any concerns or side effects that people need to know about once they start taking SEAC-T?
No, there are no side effects. All that it does is what you would expect. It's a detox, some diarrhea, gas, maybe some belching, a little bit of discomfort. If you have diarrhea for a few days, it goes away in a few days. About 25% of the people experience that, but it's to be understood that that's part of the equation of how you get well by cleansing your body. No side effects, nothing. I mean, the internet has all sorts of misinformation about this, but there's absolutely nothing as far as side effects. Dr. Bruce, who researched it for 8 years, assured me of that. That the first thing they do is flush out any side effects. So another thing, about this, you're going to look at this in terms of, you said, this is natural. This is exactly, there's nothing, these are pretty harmless in the sense of harm. They're just going to be all of benefit. The research that was done years ago, it's funny because you mentioned we got to go in that way. That's the reason we've done this has been pure coincidence. There was a video on YouTube where the doctor in Argentina saw this video. He solicited us. I had no intention of ever doing a bit of research. He solicited us in I think it was November of 2018. He had us send some down. He wanted to look at it. Initially, I just kind of, again, I put it down there. I was interested, but I wasn't really sure what was going to happen. And they came back later in 2019, saying, "Brian, you've got to see what we were finding here." And I asked, "What is it?" They said, "Well, we're trying to get the mice sick. The mice in the studies and the ones that are drinking SEAC, we can't get them sick." And so that really got us excited to actually do studies on a greater scale. We did mice studies initially on DNA repair. The mice that were drinking SEAC had over a 75% reduction in the damage to their DNA. And the mice that were drinking SEAC-T were also radiated, along with other mice that were drinking just water. And the radiated mice were doing so well, in spite of being radiated, they actually had less DNA damage than the mice that weren't radiated but were just drinking water. So the radiated and SEAC-consuming mice were the healthiest of the group, of the two groups. And it was. We were shocked by what we're seeing. That's what led to the next round of human trials, like I said, that were done in 2022. We're trying to advance this. The whole reason it isn't quite as easy as it may seem is that the motivation to do so is kind of lessened here in the United States. There's a law that was passed in 1994 that basically takes these herbs and under certain conditions of selling it or advertising it, you have to detach from the medicinal benefit. You can't say they do anything.
Yeah.
So the restrictions are, we're trying to get around that by just letting the testimonials speak. Testimonials are what they are. When, you know, they share that and if people start talking about this, that's the message. It's the real world impact that you see. And as I mentioned, it's also the accessibility that we have here. We want them to be inspired, come to us no matter what. At least they can get the information. If they have, you know, any sort of issues with anything, we'll help them with this no matter what. It's really that easy.
And, you know, a beautiful thing about a tea that's made of herbs that has this history is that, you know, it's nature doing its work and it's providing the body with whatever is required to cleanse, detoxify, regenerate, repair, which is how you heal from anything. If you're dealing with any chronic illness, you've had exposure to toxins that are impairing the body. So to have something that nature provides without any side effects, that's easy to take, easy to drink down, is really the name of the game these days. And, you know, to have a company that has the research, that has the guarantee, I think there is, in terms of the willingness to restore people's trust and funding, people have to commit to follow your protocol. We need to get that clear, right? We just can't buy it and take it every now and then say nothing happens. I want my money back. You have some strict guidelines for people to follow.
Well, yeah,
honestly,
that is part of the reason we do it as well. It's inspirational to get someone that, you know, to see, how do I put this? You know, I don't mean inspirational, motivational is more like it. There's going to be a condition, and we're inviting you to give the test drive to this, to do it, and give it a chance to work on the terms of consistency and respect for it. And the return on that investment is like nothing else. But there is a, you know, an issue if you look at this as a, you know, not that significant. Maybe it'll be inconvenient in your life. You'll skip doses. That's really the biggest issue with SEAC. It takes a little consistency. But the return on that investment, like so many other hard commitments, is that you get well. The fact that it's not the most convenient thing, should probably tell you how well it works because nobody does something that's minimally or mildly inconvenient unless it's actually worth doing. So this is not the easiest thing, but a couple of things, just like getting a thermos, carrying it with you throughout the day to make your dose when you're out and about. Little things like that can make it so achievable and so easily done, but consistency is incredibly important.
Right. Well, with anything, that's true. With anything, if you're going to bring about healing and transformation in your body. You have to be consistent for any results you're going to get. Brian, what are some of your favorite stories and testimonials of people who've taken SEAC?
Oh, where do I even begin? okay, I can go back to a guy years ago, Paul. He was in Texas. He called me up one day. He's like, my finger. He said, I'm like, what is it? He had a melanoma on his finger. And it went away, and he showed me the before and after. And I was going down to San Antonio, and he was in Burleson, Texas, and we got together and met, and he showed me his finger. That was one of the first trips to meet people that were, you know, far away. So then it started becoming a weird network of people. Another strange one was years ago, a guy had colorectal cancer, and he called me up, and he said, you know, if this works, I'd like to come to meet you. So that was in 2007. I didn't think much of it until 2011 when he showed up at my doorstep, and he lived like 2,300 miles away. And, you know, the guy just showed up at my doorstep. He went to visit his granddaughter in New York and decided to come all the way to us to do that. We had lunch. So I just have these connections that are continuing to take place, and you never, ever – no, when I travel, I like to meet these people. So I initially didn't know what it would be like to be in this position as far as as a young man, it feels like a lot of pressure to have something so heavy thrown in your direction when you actually start picking up the phone and talking to people. Again, done with some hesitation, but I've since seen that this is where I belong because, yes, there is a struggle, and, yes, it doesn't always work, but, yes, this is the best thing we have for anyone, and I'm glad to be involved in this personally because I know this is the best thing, and what I originally wasn't sure of was what would this be like to be in this position. I can tell you it is not without disappointment, but by and large, I feel great about what we can offer people.
Yeah, that's great. Can people take it just as a blood purifier prophylactically? Do you recommend people do it in that manner as well?
Yeah, and that's kind of
sense to me. Yeah,
that's what we got with that radiation group because they weren't cancer patients; they were just doing a job as X-ray technicians. That's all they were. But what we found is the blood purification is what gets. You get the intestinal walls cleaned out. You have such a different energy level because now you have a pristine filtering system, so to speak. Absorption is better. Eliminating waste is better. There's no toxic buildup, clean bloodstream, and you start to find energy levels change. And I've had some strange things happen, and this sounds crazy. I've actually had a lot of men with male pattern baldness will notice about 1.5 or 2 years into it, it starts to grow back in their hair. My dad was one of those people. My dad, I don't even explain this. My dad, he was a heavy drinker. And I can tell you, it was July 21st of 2003. My dad fell down backwards after drinking. And he didn't do too well. He fell down a flight of stairs. He called me the next day. Sounded rough. We went over and got him. We took him to the hospital. And basically, he had broken his neck. And so they took him to the Boston hospitals, and that's when they found out during the scans he had lung cancer. So what we did was obviously, hey, Dad, got to take Asiac. Now, my dad was incredibly immature when it came to diet or anything, as you can imagine, a very bad alcoholic. He didn't want to take Asiac initially because he was divorced from my mother, and because my mother and I used to do this together, the association to her, he couldn't get over. So what happened next? Right after that, he developed blood clots, which really delayed his chemotherapy. So then before he could do chemotherapy, I got his ear. I'm like, Dad, you're making the wrong – I'm your son. I'm not trying to do this for any other reason, but you got to get past Mom having been involved, and we've got to do this. And so he opted to do this. And by May of 2004, he was cancer-free. He opted not to do chemo, not to do radiation. Even my own dad, in that unusual circumstance, was hesitant because of a history with an ex-spouse. But this is what we use. This is what my friend. I have a friend Dominic. I have another friend Dominic, whose wife used it. She had melanoma in 2019. At her 3-month checkup, she had nodules in her nose. They shrunk 50%, which is actually a quick response with Asiac. 6 months into it, she had no longer any sign of cancer. So as I say, these are the people in our lives that need it as well. So it's good to have. It's just for that, as much as anything,
so
everyone that needs it.
So your dad recovered then?
Oh, yeah. My dad was basically from May of 2004. He passed away in 2012. He had no sign of cancer when he passed away. He did die from lung disease, which wasn't cancer. It was COPD. He had smoked for so many years. So he died in August of 2012. 8 years cancer-free at the end, in spite of the fact that there was nothing he took advantage of. He didn't do dietary changes. He didn't do any conventional treatments. He actually trusted me almost to a fault in the fact that he didn't even change or overhaul his diet. But he did maintain the SEAC, and thank goodness it worked. I know that sometimes it doesn't, so it's not a given. I just told him, Dad, it's a very good likelihood. It's very good, but we don't know 100%. So he did, and that's why coming from his son, he put the faith in it. But, boy, it was a strange dynamic having to take, have a conversation with my dad. Dad, you got to do this. Forget about Mom. Do this. So it was nice that he listened.
How wonderful for you, Brian. That must have, there's no amount of money that can bring you that amount of satisfaction and gratitude to be able to offer this to your.
Honestly, I got to tell you, it's a weird thing. I grew up without, I lived in a very simple time when I grew up. We didn't discuss a lot. My family did just kind of simple, not dealing with any religious aspect, never went to church. And you mentioned that these are, you know, natural herbs from God. They are. I didn't even know that would be part of any sort of perspective of God when I first got started, because I was that naive. As I got into this and I saw what happened and how we got immersed in it, I understood. I understood that this is, you know, this is kind of where I ended up unknowingly, but I'm so thrilled to be part of this. I had no idea of the natural impact of this. As a matter of fact, I initially thought, I don't know if herbs can take care of you. I mean, I was just like any other skeptic. I hadn't been educated in that aspect of herbs. So when it worked, you know, I was like, yeah, if you want to go, we first told the people, if you want, that's what they said. I didn't expect it to work. As a matter of fact, I was pretty skeptical. But here we are. Yeah, God made some pretty impressive things, and that's what we do not realize. There is no there's nothing here that we really did other than being in a particular place. The people that were doing the sacrificial work, Dr. Bruce and Reen Case, that you wouldn't believe what they did for free. You wouldn't believe the way they ran this. And you won't believe their instruction that they put out there, the guidelines of how this works. And so, you know, people will always look at business from the terms of monetary input, output, and see that exchange as the bottom line. Dr. Bruce saw the availability as the evidence of this working. So he said, it doesn't matter if you get this out. Who do you think, if it works for them, is going to tell everyone else? He says, do not worry about anything. Just get it out. Obviously, we do make our income here with a very, under a dollar a day it would cost to do this, and that's per directive of Dr. Bruce. And again, only a suggestion. This is what we need for people to know. We have this available for all. It's really just something we want to get out to the world. Obviously, these circumstances, people are quite often making choices between sometimes even food. And so he said, you get it to them, believe me, when this does what it does, you will have trouble containing what they're telling everyone else. So if it's what we say it is, if it's what we say it is, you'll prosper. If we're sending out something that doesn't work, you guys will be folding up in no time, because that's a lousy business plan unless it works. So he explained it that way, and I went, wow, good point.
That's, you know, it's so beautiful, because it's a reminder that when you really come from your heart, when you're really there to serve others, you're provided for. You'll be supported. This is how we should all be living our lives anyway, not ruled by that profit motive, but of service to others. And that's what I love about what you have created, Brian. You know, this work is truly of service to others, and you're doing it from your heart. And that's why it has grown so well over the years. I just want to tell people, if you're going to be looking for SEFT, I think there are all sorts of variations on a theme out there, aren't there, Brian, of this formula? But people need to know to get the genuine SEFT, which is why I want them to go to your website, which is genuine SEFT.
Actually, it isn't. No, that's not the name of it, actually. It's genuineseac.com.
Oh, okay. I have it here. Yeah, I got it. Sorry.
Yep, that's okay. I just want to get that clarity, because people will be confused. But, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny, you know, just getting to that perspective. I mentioned how naive I was getting into this. That's just these are the things that kind of, you know, which – I wish I could say I had the perspective going into this that I would discover that what you said is true. I didn't. In the beginning, I was just trying to throw the herbs together the right way. It seemed like a good idea. I wasn't sitting there from a place of, just totally selfless. I didn't know I'd be doing this for more than a few months, so I wasn't projecting what it would mean to do this. And that's why I look at Dr. Bruce as the person that guided this and went, wow, how fortunate was I to have that man dictate how this went, and the lesson learned after he set the example is kind of the lag effect. I went, oh, wow, I get it. So that's the bottom line. You are right. That's the way it works. If you're doing something that's decent and truthful, it'll work. If you don't, it won't. But I had to discover that in the midst of it. And one day I just, you know, kind of came to the realization, my God, that man was so forward-thinking and so clear about what had to be done. I was just blessed to have him give that guidance. And I'm like, amen, that was incredible path to be on that I didn't know I was on.
And because he had such credibility as well as a doctor to President Kennedy, you know, he just had that authority, and you trusted him because he was so expert at what he was doing and so respected. So if he put everything behind SCLT, you knew it was something, you know, and it was a mission that he was on, and I'm sure he was thrilled that he could pass it on to you at the time.
I'm appreciative, but yes, it worked out beautifully, and I'm looking to do the same with some people here because I'm not going to be here forever. I'm trying to arrange for the next step, kind of follow what he did. So, yeah, I don't know when, but this is going to continue on.
Can you just mention the 8 herbs that are in the genuine SCS formula?
Yeah, they are blessed thistle, burdock root, sheep sorrel, red clover, slippery elm, kelp, watercress, and Turkish rhubarb root.
Well, I mean, they're not exotic as such, but with that synergy of coming together, they're so powerful.
Yeah. And it's funny because when you look deeply into those, and I didn't know, and, you know, look at certain things that have like the watercress, I believe, has a very high content. I think it's vitamin C. You know, these are things that are specifically in certain ratios that are the most effective, and also at amounts that don't cause any harm, because, you know, the responsible use of these herbs means that you know exactly what the limits are and what the benefits are. And that's what they took 8 years to flesh out. That's what the research produced. So it's you can use this with anything, any treatment, anything, any medication, just with anything. And so there's some confusion online. If you look up SEAC, you can find any number of things from all sources, both good and bad. Welcome to the internet. It is a mixed bag.
Right. So I just want to say it's important for people to know this is so simple. You have to brew it. These are the herbs, and they come in bulk, right? So you're gonna purchase a bag, and it's inside that bag are bulk of these bulk herbs, and then you have to do the rest of brewing them and steeping them. And you just want to explain that so people can understand. It's so simple, so simple.
Yeah. Well, that's good because there are versions of SEAC that don't keep the powdered herbs in there. These herbs are finely powdered because when you brew something, well, let's think, if you're trying to extract out the medicinal properties, you think a stick or a twig type of thing is better, or the surface area when you increase it and powder it. You have so much of an increase in surface area, that extraction during the boiling process is way more effective. So it's powdered herbs that Rinkes used, that the Ojibwe Indians used, and that we use. You have to have it powdered. Now, not only do you get more extraction, but you actually get the benefit of taking the herb into your body. It stays in the mix kind of like a thick orange juice pulp, and you stir it vigorously. Some people add a little water or juice to it if they want to dilute it and make it taste a little better, but those herbs, they stay in there. It's kind of murky, and there are times when you look at it and it looks a little muddy because the slippery elm, that healing process that takes place with slippery elm involves emitting this it emits a slimy substance. It's almost, you know, very gelatinous. So it can get ugly, but that's the beauty. These herbs in natural form, they're not pretty. You get them into your body, and the powdered herbs, they are ingested in their entirety. They go through your body. As I said before, the fiber of those herbs getting into your body goes through every time, cleaning your body out. So there's some companies that have taken upon themselves to, you know what, they pretend like the herbs don't matter in powdered form. They sell a version that has a, it's called cut and sifted, and they have you strain it out. So you take those wonderful herbs and throw them in the trash, and you diminish the effectiveness. So that's why this has to be powdered. And mentioning why it's boiled, above and beyond all else, this is why we have to boil it. What happens is if you boil herbs, believe it or not, your body does not break these herbs down if you digest them. If you chew them and ate them, your body does not extract out the medicinal properties nearly as efficiently as if you were to boil these herbs, extract it into the water, and then drink the water. That's essentially what the tea is. It's a transport of the extracted herbs into your body in a way that naturally absorbs into your body, which is essentially water with medicinal properties. That's the tea. So you extract it. Boiling is essential. It is why this works so well. And so what you do is you boil it for 10 minutes. That initiates that heat for 10 minutes when you boil it, starts a drying out process that lasts for the next 12 hours. So for 12 hours after you boil it, you just leave it on the stovetop. It continues to, you know, absorb everything into the tea. After 12 hours, you put it into the refrigerator and consume it as instructed. We have instructions, but essentially each time you take it is on an empty stomach. We give the parameters of when you can eat and not eat. And in doing so, you're introducing this without any interference from food in the digestive tract. There's no food in the way, so essentially it's getting direct access to the intestinal walls to clean them and absorb the medicinal properties, just get absorbed into the bloodstream through the intestinal wall so much better without food present. That's why it's more effective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's, you have to brew it. It doesn't already made. You have to, but that, as you explained, the brewing is so easy. Just put it in a big pot and bring it to a boil and put it just, I put a cup and a quarter, I think, is the recommendation. And there you go. And you have your medicine. You have your amazing herbal medicine for your cleansing, detoxification, healing of the body. And you just pull it out of the fridge and fill up your glass and do it 3 times a day, and that's it. And you have to do it away from food, too, so people don't want to have it with their meals. You have to do it away from food. So what are those guidelines, Brian?
Yeah, essentially, if you think of, first of all, you make a batch every 2 weeks is what it boils down to. So every 2 weeks, you boil the herbs for 10 minutes and just let it sit out, and that's enough for the week. So now, away from food, those are very particular time frames. We do give the instructions on how this works in the brochure, but just to kind of brush over that, think of food, solid, tough to break down. It's literally a solid physical thing that you're breaking down. That needs 2 hours to get a whole meal like that, broken down through the stomach. So 2 hours after you get done eating, you're good to go. You can take Essiac. You've achieved a two-hour window without food. Now that you've taken the Essiac, the Essiac is just a little bit of liquid, and liquid assimilates into the body much quicker. So it only needs an hour. It's a little bit of liquid, and so you take the Essiac, an hour later, that's passed through the stomach, and you can then eat again.
There you go. There you go, everyone, and it's so easy to take, and I just really love this product. I love what Brian has brought to us and made available, that we can actually support the healing of our body as nature intended, to cleanse and purify the blood and all the other benefits from those herbal, ingredients in it. So, Brian, it's just been such a pleasure. I'm so glad I found you and had this time to have our conversation. I'm very grateful because I'm taking Genuine FCX. And if people want to learn more, your website is so educational. I know you're really available to answer questions for people. So people just need to go to genuinescx.com and learn more. And it's not an accident that you're listening to this conversation today. I just want to remind everyone, there are miracles of healing available to us all the time. And that's what this conversation is about. And that's what this show is about. So, Brian, thank you so much for the wonderful work you do in the world. We're all so grateful to you.
Thank you for having me. Much appreciated. Thank you much.
Yes, all the best to you. And all the best to all of my listeners. I hope you'll be tuning in every week. And as you know, you can get the archive shows from What Women Must Know and my other podcast, Love Code, and anywhere you can get podcasts, whether it's Podbean or Apple or wherever you go, it's there. Or you can go to my Facebook page, What Women Must Know, gets posted every week. Hope you'll be joining me. It's time to just continue to expand our horizons. And until next time, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.